When Saul came to the church in Jerusalem after he had been brought down low on the Damascus road, blinded, and then received his sight and began preaching Christ up in Damascus, when he came to Jerusalem, the people were afraid of him. He had a great deal of difficulty. He met with the apostles and introduced himself to the church, and the church was just really afraid of him, and he was going to be a lightning rod for trouble for the church. But he found an advocate and a man by the name of Barnabas. Barnabas was a man who was a well-known figure in the church. He was evidently a rich man who parted with a lot of his worldly goods to give to the church so that everybody might have support, and he became an advocate for the Apostle Paul. And I believe someone who mentored Paul took care that Paul would have a place to minister within the church, shielded him from criticism until he could become established on his own. We read about it in Acts, the 9th chapter and the 11th chapter. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he tried to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he preached boldly in Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them coming in and going out at Jerusalem. And he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, and disputed against the Greeks. But they went about to slay him, which when the brethren knew about it, they brought him down to Caesarea and set him forth to Tarsus. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which, when they were come to Antioch, spoke unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came to the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord, for he was a good man, and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and many people were added unto the Lord. Then Barnabas departed to Tarsus to seek for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him into Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught many people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. You see, Saul needed not only an advocate, but he needed a mentor, someone to disciple him, to shepherd him, to help him along the way so that he could fulfill the will of God in his life. I'm so glad I had such a mentor. He was a pastor. And when I came to the church, I had been a long time in the world. I had departed from the faith some years before. But when God got a hold of me, I had a fire that I could not put out, and a call to preach the gospel. But what are you going to do when you're 46 years old? Not too many people are interested in your calling that Jesus Christ has given to you. But I had one man who was. And this man helped me and shepherded me and was an advocate for me to the church. And I was able to find the ministry that God was calling me to. You need an advocate. You need a friend. You need a mentor. You need to be willing to let somebody mentor you, to shepherd you. And you need to seek around for those whom you can be an advocate for, people that you can disciple. And God will bless you. For this seems to be God's will for the church, that we help each other, teach each other, disciple each other, advocate for each other, so that each one of us can find the will of God. Let's pray. Oh, Father in heaven, I thank you for the man that you sent to me, the pastor, who mentored me and helped me. And in all things, I am so grateful to him. And I'm grateful to you, O Lord, that you put within his heart to take compassion on a middle-aged man who is trying to recover his life and recover ministry. Thank you, O Lord, for your grace, and thank you for my friend. In Jesus' name, amen.